This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Traffic on the key bridge connecting Crimea to Russia's mainland was halted on Monday after reports of explosions that Crimean officials said were attacks on Ukrainians. The health ministry in Russia's region, which lies on the eastern end of the bridge, said two people were killed in an unspecified accident on the bridge and their dog was injured. It appears that Russian mercenary forces have started getting used to their new home. Reuters' Lucy Fielder tells us how.
Fighters from the Wagner Group have arrived in Belarus from Russia. That's according to Ukrainian and Polish officials and comes after the Belarusian Defense Ministry released this video on Friday, showing what it said were Wagner fighters instructing Belarusian soldiers at a military range. It appeared to be a first sign that at least part of a deal to end Wagner's mutiny attempt was being implemented. Wagner's march on Moscow in June could have pipped Russia into civil war, according to President Vladimir Putin. Under the deal, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin stood down his mercenaries and agreed to move them to Belarus in exchange for Russia dropping mutiny charges.
While Wagner troops no longer going head-to-head with the Ukrainian forces, there have been questions about whether it has impact on Ukraine's counteroffensive.
Ukrainian forces released more footage Thursday of efforts to defend their territory from Russia's attacks. The question of whether the war has reached a stalemate was raised to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during his appearance on the ABC News Network.
You're seeing Ukrainian forces, in fact, make progress both in the east and the south. We said before this counteroffensive started that it'd be hard going, and it's been hard going. That's the nature of war, but the Ukrainians are continuing to move forward.
As Sullivan emphasized the Biden administration's commitment to provide Ukraine with the weapons it needs.
And this is VOA News. Heavy downpours are lashing South Korea for a ninth day as rescue workers struggle to search for survivors in landslides, buckled homes, and swamped vehicles. And the most destructive storm to hit the country this year. As of Monday, at least 40 people have died, 34 others are injured. More than 10,000 people have had to leave their homes since July 9th, when the heavy rain started pounding the country. The severest damage has been concentrated in South Korea's central and southern region. At least three people were killed in flood waters in southern Pennsylvania, as much of the U.S. East Coast has been getting slammed with heavy rain. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
For much of the Northeast, already hit with flooding, but now there's a tragic situation in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. At least three adults were killed when their cars were swept away in rushing water in the Washington Crossing area. Authorities say that community got up to 7 inches of rain in less than an hour late Saturday. Heavy rain is also disrupting flights at airports in the greater New York area, and several bridges and rail lines remain closed in Vermont. Damaged by rain and flooding there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British singer-actor Jane Birkin has died at her home in Paris at the age of 76. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zerletta has a look at her life.
That's Jane Birkin performing Je t'aime moi non plus with Serge Gainsbourg. They were longtime romantic partners before they split in 1980, but continued to be friends and creative partners. Her film credits include Blow Up, Death on the Nile, and Evil Under the Sun. Birkin was such a fashion icon in the 1960s and 70s that luxury goods maker Hermès named a handbag after her starting in 1984. Birkin had three daughters, including actor Charlotte Gainsbourg. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
United Airlines and the union representing its pilots said Saturday they reached an agreement on a contract that will raise pilot pay by up to 40% over a four-year period. The union valued the agreement at about $10 billion. It followed more than 4 years of tumultuous bargaining that included picketing and talk of a strike. The deal reflects the leverage enjoyed by labor groups, especially pilots, as airline revenue soars on a strong recovery and its travel industry. The Airline Pilots Association said the agreement, which is subject to a ratification vote, would put United Pilots on par with counterparts at Delta Airlines. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.